We are back in business, Doc shouted. Guido, Luigi, you're going up against professional pit crews, boys. You're going to have to be fast. They will not know what hit them, Luigi promised. Kid, you can beat these guys, Doc said over his headset. Find the groove that works for you and get those laps back. Meanwhile, the monitors showed McQueen's new crew. Daryl, it appears McQueen has got himself a pit crew, Bob said as the cameras zoomed in on Doc. And look who he has for a crew chief. The crowd recognized Doc and began to cheer, welcoming him back. Bob looked down at pit row in amazement. Wow, this is history in the making. Nobody has seen the racing legend in over 50 years. But history was happening on the track, too, as McQueen whipped past Chick and the King. McQueen's coming up fast. He goes three wide and passes them on the inside, Bob announced excitedly. He couldn't believe it. What? Chick was shocked as McQueen slid past, making up the first of his two lost laps. Back in Radiator Springs, Sally, Lizzie, and Red watched McQueen on television. Come on, you got it, Stickers, Sally exclaimed. Making up his second lap, McQueen closed in on Chick and the King again. Oh, Chick muttered. Kid's just trying to be a hero, huh? With a sudden jerk, Chick knocked McQueen as he started to pass. Well, what do you think of this? He sneered as McQueen spun around until he was facing backward. But McQueen didn't slow down. He bolted past Chick, in reverse. Whoa! Mater whooped from pit row. I taught him that. Ka-chow! What a move by McQueen, Bob cried as he looked down on the race from the booth. He's caught up to the leaders. A three-way battle for the lead with 10 to go, Daryl continued.